Welcome back to the Tim Nixon Show, Patriot Voice Radio Network, 94.5 FM, WYPV. If you have the TuneIn Radio app, you want to listen online and you have high-speed internet, timnixonshow.com. Click on Listen, and you too can get to know Tani Carr. And 10 Weeks to Love is the book she has written, and she's also writing another one. And what's it called?
Mother Wore Pasties.
See, that just sounds zippy. Just in itself.
No, it totally is. I have a friend who's a movie and television director, very well known actually, and was the first woman president of the Directors Guild of America. She's a friend and fellow horse lover, and we are also neighbors, and she said, just based on that title, she says, you have to write the book. She doesn't know anything about the book, but she said, you've got to write that book.
Well,
it's calling for it, you know.
Yeah. So, but, okay, a couple different things, because you've got the 10 Weeks to Love that you wrote,
yep.
And that's
yep.
the one that we've kind of been talking about, and your story, and then Mother Wore Pasties is one you're writing, but you also, you've had some friends, and I saw some different things about Joan Rivers, and you have some thoughts about some of the NFL things going on, and Ray Rice, and... some of those things. So I'm going to let you kind of direct us here for a little bit.
You're so cute. I wanted to make a comment here because having worked in radio and television so long ago, you have an amazing radio voice. You have absolutely the perfect voice for what you're doing, and I just wanted to compliment you on that because not everybody who does radio has that an amazing voice, and you do. And I also wanted to make sure that your listeners know how much you give back into your community. Perhaps they know already, but sometimes we don't toot our own horn. And I just wanted to say that I looked at your site and I saw all the things that you give your time to, and I really appreciate that. So I just wanted to make comment about that. Also wanted to say, since you're letting me direct this, Tim,
yes.
Amazing. You know, I promise not to get into recipes or what I did this morning for 10 minutes while I was eating breakfast, but I also wanted to comment that your advertiser, Visiting Angels, I have friends that manage the Visiting Angels in Whittier, California, and these are great guys. This is a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no vested interest in saying that, but my experience with them has been that they really, really go the distance to take care of the people entrusted to them. So, hey, I can just throw that out there, for heaven's sakes, a little free plug for your advertiser.
And thank you for all of that. Thank you.
Oh, it's genuinely my pleasure. You know, I want to come around to something because it also ties in with with NFL issues, and it ties in with Joan Rivers and things that I'm very passionate about. People have asked me, well, why are you doing this? You're at an age where you could be retired and kind of drifting off. And aside from the fact that it's just never been in my thinking to just sort of stop participating in life, I have an overall purpose that I want to share with you and your listeners because perhaps it will resonate. First of all, I am so fortunate and so blessed to have this relationship with my husband for almost 28 years now. It's had such a profound effect on me. One of the effects that it's had is that because I'm so happy in this relationship, which starts with being happy with yourself, okay, you don't have a good relationship without having some affection for yourself. I just don't see it happening. Or when it's lopsided, one person likes themselves and the other person doesn't, is a, you know, disaster. But I have found that I've now been able to put more attention outward to some of the bigger issues and problems that need to be resolved. You know, Sandra Bullock in one of her movies, Miss Congeniality, talks about world peace. You know, I'm all for world peace. But truly, aside from the cliche, I certainly want to see people happy and with themselves, regaining their personal integrity if they've lost it, regaining confidence if they've lost it, as a stepping stone to having a great relationship. But I also feel strongly that if more people were happy in those relationships, they'd have more attention to tackle some of the bigger issues, even if it is strictly and only within their own communities. And again, this ties in with the fact that you're involved in your community. And I believe from reading about you that this is not because you feel you need to for public relations purposes. It's because you genuinely care and you genuinely want to do things that help others and go beyond yourself. So I kind of see that I'm doing my part to help people lead fuller lives of passion, of purpose, of helping others, and all that. So this is kind of my big game plan. I actually now am enjoying this level and standard of relationship that I have with my husband, now with a new assistant that I just recently brought in to help me. And I'm having the same amazing relationship with her in terms of our communication, in terms of supporting each other. And it is profoundly wonderful. So when I see these things and I go, I wish this for everybody, because it is so wonderful. My relationship now with my husband, we sometimes pinch ourselves. We'll look at each other and go, can you believe it's 28 years and we still absolutely love being with each other and hanging out and we're not bored? And compounding it is the fact that we have worked together almost this entire time. Most people can't do that. And, I want to see people fulfilled. And I know it's possible, even under the most dire of circumstances, they can be improved. And that's kind of what I'm about. So I feel that I should take a break and let you ask me something here.
Well, let me ask you this, a point about your assistant and you.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Is there a significant age difference in you and your assistant?
Yes.
And
She's quite a bit younger. And, of course, so is my husband, but she's much younger than my husband.
Okay.
She's 33.
Okay. So it's not the age. It's not even her experience is nowhere near what yours is.
Right.
And yet you both benefit from really seeing the other as a person in your life.
That's right.
And you... Absolutely. I mean, you're sitting here, you have tweets on your website. You obviously, you're selling your book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble on the Internet. You've got a website, you're writing, you have kept up with things. And is that, I think some of that for me has been because I'm surrounded by a lot of young people in the industry of radio and television and stuff, and performance. And it was very... I think you pick up on stuff like that, and when they realize that you like them and you care about them, then they also look at you with respect of where you've been and what they can get from you, and all of a sudden there's a relationship, a bond.
Correct. Very correct. But let me correct something. I have been sort of a dodo when it comes to social media and it comes to certain technology things. I'm smart, but... it's not good use of my time for me to have to sort of, become proficient in some of these technological areas. So bringing Sarah in, that's what she's about.
Mm-hmm.
But she's so much more than that. So she's making it possible for me to communicate on more communication channels because this is the area that she understands and she knows. But beyond that, she is a talented, capable, bright, shiny individual. She's somebody that I absolutely love, and I have known her for years, by the way. She's kind of a adoptive daughter, although she has wonderful parents, but they live out of state, so we all have this agreement that when Sarah's here, she can come to us if she can't get to her parents. So I've known her for a long time, but it never quite worked. Either she was working or we had other things happening to bring her in. So she's the one that's now enabling me to take advantage of social media. It's very funny. She comes in. I let her boss me around. She comes in and she says, okay, now, have you tweeted today? Have you done your blog today? I mean, it's like, it's like, okay, Sarah, all right, okay, I got it. Okay, I'll get to it. I mean, it's just kind of crazy, but see, even that, each person in a relationship has to be able to be in control and be, have a causative viewpoint within that relationship. It can't be about one person saying, I'm the boss of you and you're subservient to me. I don't even do that with my horses. You know, I tell them because they're large, you know, when I'm riding you, I'm the boss. Mm-hmm. You have to understand you follow my direction. But otherwise, they can play with each other and boss each other around. I don't care. We can play together. So, again, it gets back to what you said, mutual respect, admiration. I do find that you get what you put your attention on. I put my attention on what people do that's right, mm-hmm. and I get more right from them because that's what my attention's on. And that's what I believe about them is what's right about them, not what their failures are, not what's wrong about them or,
right.
you know, lack of ability.
Well, you have a Sarah. I have a Jonathan sometimes when I'm here, and Jonathan just came back and brought me a popcorn ball and a chocolate chip cookie. Now, as far as I'm concerned, he's like the guy right now.
I would say so.
Okay, so.
If Sarah did that for me, my blood sugar would be out the roof, but I'm sure she could find something comparable that would be very exciting to me.
Oh. Okay, so when you were tweeting, some of your tweets are about Adrian Peterson. You're obviously very aware of what's going on around you. Are you an NFL fan, by the way?
Do you know, I'm not, which is really weird. I'm a relationship fan, and when I saw what's going on, because I've studied the subject of ethics a lot in recent years, I'm fascinated with this subject, and I see in the environment, whether it's in business, corporations, sports, whatever, a lack of personal integrity and a lack of insisting from higher up that one really needs to have some personal integrity, and that professionalism and being successful and personal integrity are not mutually exclusive, and we've made it seem like you can do one or the other, but you can't do both. So it's from that vantage point that I've studied this, that I've listened to the interviews, I've read the interviews, I see what people are saying. But for me, the blog post that I'm working on as we speak addresses how I would approach this particular issue. And I've even said at the bottom of it, hey, NFL, if you're listening, if you're reading this, call me. I can help. Right? Rather bold statement from me, you know, grandma out here in Southern California. But I can, because I've done it with other people. I did it with sex offenders at Utah State Prison on a volunteer program many years ago. I've done it with my kids to help them regain their personal integrity, and I have a different take on it, amazingly so. But I'm working on that because it is about, again, relationships, and whether it's sports or someplace else, it's the relationships that matter. And we see it not only in the relationship of these NFL stars with their respective family members, but we're also seeing it in the relationship of leadership of the NFL with their players and what the culture that they've allowed to persist without, you know, saying, guys, this is not working, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've got media 24/7 now, and they're looking for something to get that next rating. And right now you're in rating period, so you're seeing a lot of sensationalism and things anyway. So things that might have in the past been handled, you know, we know you've got a problem. We want you to take some time off without pay. You're still on our team. We want you guys to get some counseling, or you specifically to get some counseling, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Take some leadership and let that happen. But now, as soon as that happens, you got TMZ with a mic stuck in somebody's face and a camera, and they get their kicks in busting stories and blowing them up, and then everybody else feels like they need to, and, you know, that's kind of where we are today.
It is, unfortunately, and after the break we'll touch on that, because I did work in television and I did have a chance to work closely with some news folks, and I definitely have an opinion about that.
All right, Tani Carr is her name. 10 Weeks to Love is her book. She's got some more, and we're going to be right back. It's almost too short of amount of time today, I think. Might have to bring you back, Tani.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm here to tell you that your options for getting out of debt have never been better. How do I know? Because I'm Howard Dvorkin, the founder of Consolidated Credit. For nearly 2 decades, we've helped over 5 million people just like you. And every time we help someone, They all say the same thing. Why didn't I call sooner? If you owe too much money on your credit card and you feel that you'll never be able to pay it off, don't wait. Simply pick up the phone and find out what our Freedom Quest program can do for you. Reducing your payments by up to 50% is just the beginning, but you have to take the first step.
When credit card debt is the problem,
we're the solution. Call Consolidated Credit now. As soon as you call, the hard part is over.
Call Consolidated Credit now. 1-800-786-4756. 1-800-786-4756. That's 1-800-786-4756.
5701 Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed debt management service provider, Vermont and New York banking departments, Maryland 49, Oregon DM80031.
These days, just about everybody you know is working at a home-based business to add to their income. Makeup, lotions, potions, weight loss pills, coffee, energy drinks, and cookware. What would you do if you could share a simple, unique product that every business and every church in your area needs and wants? They're just waiting for us to show it to them. Call 866-311-4670. Our company is poised to go viral, and we need internet and computer-savvy people that are comfortable on the phone. Actually, if you're already in a home-based business, our product will help you be more successful at it. Now, think about that for a moment. No inventory, a unique product that everybody needs, wants, and appreciates, and priced less than any of our so-called competition. This is a legitimate business and not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's perfect for a stay-at-home mom who wants to work an hour or so while the kiddos nap. It's also a perfect fit for anyone in sales who wants to show appreciation to their clientele. Is that you? Call 866-311-4670. That's 866-311-4670. Once you see what we're doing, your life will never be the same. Get ready to go viral at 866-311-4670. That's 866-311-4670.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-480-6530. That's 1-800-480-6530. Call 1-800-480-6530.
This offer is void where prohibited. Resorts, elections, and reservations are subject to availability. This ad is used for the purpose of soliciting the sale of timeshare interests.
Do you want to make a powerful improvement today for better living?
I have the answer. Take a vacation.
Diamond Resorts International is offering exciting, spacious resort destinations to everyone who qualifies. Stay for 4 days and 3 nights at the resort location of your choice for just $159.
Not per night, but for the entire stay.
Come to Orlando or Las Vegas. It's just $159 for the entire stay. So what are you waiting for? Get away today for just $159. And these aren't standard hotel rooms. They're luxurious suites. So call 1-877-427-9647. If you call right now, we'll give you a $100 Visa gift card if you qualify. That's right, a $100 Visa gift card and a well-deserved 4-day, 3-night getaway for just $159, which means your vacation is really just $59. Call 1-877-427-9647. Call for the time of your life and better living. Call now, 1-877-427-9647.
Welcome back to the Tim Nixon Show, Patriot Voice Radio Network, 94.5. And Tony Carr, Tony. Oh, I made it all the way through until now, Tony.
I answer to anything that's reasonably close, so don't worry about it, Tim.
All right, Tony Carr in Southern California has written 10 Weeks to Love, but is also a radio, TV background, and we started to say something before the break about you have some thoughts on that 24/7 media in your face.
Yes, and it's even if it isn't 24/7. Here's the problem as I see it. Having worked in television programming, I also interacted with news people and some great people. I've met some terrific people over the years, but here's what happens. It's not, you know, you can tell a story that is a true story on the news. factually, you can say they went here and they did this and they did that, and hey, we have it on videotape. What happens, the way that the news lies, is by altering the importance of what they're reporting on. And it's not just by picking up the sensationalistic elements of a news story. In the big picture, many of these stories are minuscule in importance relative to all the people that are doing good, all the people that are getting along in life, all the people who have happy marriages, etc., etc. They are not given attention. In my view, why? Because when people feel that they're living in an unsafe environment, they start to be fearful and they stop making decisions based on their freedoms. Instead, they make decisions to avoid what they're afraid of. And I think this is very dangerous ground. So that's my feeling. And so it's not about lying about specific facts, but is that the full measure of when you're talking about a person? Is that the measure of that person's value and worth as an individual? Or have you taken one problem, because none of us is perfect. Everybody's made mistakes. They would change if they had it to do over again. So this is my problem with news, is that they alter the importance of things and give tremendous importance to things that perpetuates those negative things, as opposed to giving equal time, or if really more time, to all the great things that are happening and the great people. And frankly, I don't find those people boring, because they have great, wonderful lives. I think they're some of the most interesting people around, are people that are excited about life and doing terrific things with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did television news for a while too, and I look at things, and it's what's not reported sometimes,
right,
where they error. We sit there, and then every station has got the same stories, just headline, bombarding us. And pretty soon, we just turn it off, tune it out, and say, I'm over that. You know?
Yeah, I've done that. I don't watch the news anymore. Rarely do I watch the news. And really, it's just for what is appearing in the news right now, to see if I can make comment on it that would help make things better. I mean, really, that's my focus with news at this point in time.
Okay. Her name is Tani Carr. She is a writer. She has been a public speaker, media, public relations, television production, radio production. I think if we lived closer together, we'd be really good friends, because
I think so too. Very, very much so, Tim. I'm enjoying this thoroughly. I'm enjoying the conversation with you, and I don't feel like we're gazillions of miles away. I feel like we very well could be just sitting here talking to each other and having a grand old time.
Yes, and you have energy and amazement still in your voice and a big smile. And when you look at where you've come from, that's a surprise. Because you came from a not perfect environment. You came from a showbiz situation where mom was very busy doing mom stuff, and you were kind of along for the ride, and your only role model was one that ended up being defeated in a lot of areas of her life, and yet you loved her. And I saw her picture on your website from your book, and she is beautiful. And in fact, I think I've seen her on television and stuff. Back in the day.
Back in the day, for sure, a while ago.
But your energy and the conclusions you've come to about the spiritualness of who we all are, and even communicating on that level, is a joy and a personal, it's good to see. And I'm glad we were able to talk about it today. And I'd love to have Jody Lynn set you up again, and we could just keep on going and see what's going on then, especially as you get closer to your other book being written, like Mom, Mother, War Pasties. So, and here in Northern Michigan, there are those who might say, Mom wore pasties? I thought we had, you know.
You'll have to explain it. They'll have to get out a dictionary. It's, you know, as part of that book, I will explain what those are. But some people will just have to get out the old dictionary or ask an older person who can explain to them what those are.
Yeah, but do you know what pasties are?
I don't know what pasties are. Oh, dear.
Uh-huh. That's,
now you got me hooked.
Yeah. You eat them. The Youpers and the Northern Michiganders. You check it out. The next time we get together, you remind me and that you now know that your mother wore pasties and not pasties.
Oh, Okay, terrific. Thank you so much, Tim. You carry on. You're a good guy, and it's been a real pleasure. I look forward to doing it again.
Thank you, Tani Carr. 10 Weeks to Love. We've got her website on our website and on our Facebook page, so I hope you'll check it out. And thank you, Tani, and for joining us, and you have a great day out in Southern California.
Thanks so much. You too, with that enviable 66 degrees back in Michigan.
Thank you.
This is the Patriot Voice Radio Network.
Tired of